Drama, mayhem, and glamour. Just what you need for a great murder mystery. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews two new crime thrillers full of intriguing characters and sexy plot lines. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. If you loved Age of Vice as much as I did, get ready for another addictive, high-drama Indian thriller. The Pinnacle by Abir Mukherjee kicks off when aging American actor George Abercrombie finds his gorgeous and much younger wife, a Bollywood queen named Sweetie Sahota, stabbed to death in their penthouse apartment. Unfortunately, he was so drunk the night before, he can barely come up with an alibi. And he definitely needs one because he immediately becomes the primary suspect. Why can't he find her computer or her cell phone? Also missing is his and Sweetie's personal assistant, who has gone into hiding after receiving a call from someone threatening to release a sex tape of her and her politician lover, unless she hands over Sweetie's laptop. Who is blackmailing her? Why they want Sweetie's laptop? She has no idea. Meanwhile, George's agent sends him to a fixer named Miss Singh, a woman skilled in navigating the complexities, corruption, and general insanity of the Indian system. As the police investigation deepens, the twists pile up, and George starts to unravel, the narrative builds to a surprising climax and a fine denouement. Blunt Instrument is the first crime novel from the great short story writer and novelist Amy Bloom. Her detective is a down-on-her-luck assistant English professor with the perfectly hard-boiled name of Dell Chandler and a charming, ironic, super-cool narrative voice to match. Dell is no wimp. Quote, "I'm built fairly big and very solid. I look best in smooth, tailored clothes or in jeans. I look my very best stark naked. In ruffles and florals, I look like a pale side of beef with ribbons around it." Trained in the snooping arts by a late uncle in the field, as well as by watching old episodes of Law and Order, she is hired to investigate an untimely death at Cromwell University, a private college in a snooty area of Connecticut. A rather unpopular professor named Oliver Bullfinch has been fatally bonked over the head with the bust of Nathaniel Hawthorne that once decorated his office. Her very low expectations of the local police force lead college president Elizabeth Cuddy to hire Dell, who can certainly use the $500 daily fee. As she is well acquainted with the tenure-mad, prestige-hungry, endlessly backbiting and often alcoholic nature of the standard-issue academic, she is quickly able to size up the surprisingly large group of suspects and well-equipped to speculate as to their motivations. When someone cuts her brake lines, when someone throws a rock through her godfather's window, he's a local and a pal of Bullfinch's, Dell can tell she's getting close. As for the bit about how she looks naked, we'll learn more about this once she begins to lust after Sergeant Nat Baker, a strong, silent type on the local force. Lots of action, late-breaking twists and characters, plus the emergence of a buried secret in Dell's own past make the last quarter of the book a bit of a whirlwind, with a second highly educated corpse dropping into the mix. But Dell Chandler is a cool character whose sense of humor never deserts her. This entertaining, sexy adventure in not-so-dark academia checks all the classic detective story boxes. We look forward to the next installment.
The books are The Pinnacle by Abir Mukherjee and Blunt Instrument by Amy Bloom. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Look for the books at your favorite local bookstore. You never know what else you might find. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.